Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Remix Radio. This is Saida. I'm so happy to have everybody joining us today. I hope you didn't hear like a little bit of a dead silence at the top of the show. Just trying to get everything situated. We're definitely not going to claim any technical difficulties here, but just want to make sure everybody can tune in. And it's funny because I sent an email out to everybody that said, hey, you know, listen to the show. Today we're doing the show coming out. And so now, right at the last minute, I have people logging in and just trying to make sure they can be connected to the show. So I definitely want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. Just to give you a little bit of background, you know, I've always been just kind of in media and marketing and PR and all those fun communications things, especially being right here in the New York City area. But I never really considered doing a radio show. I just figured, you know, I'm good at booking people as radio guests, but never really considered doing my own show. And the funniest thing is the more people that I talk to, everyone's like, yeah, you know, I have a radio show. And I'm like, you do? And I'm already on the radio show. The other show that I do is The Power of Gospel, and it broadcasts on a terrestrial radio station, an FM station here in the New York City area. And I host the show with Nicole Simpson and Pamela Long, who I'm going to share it, even though, you know, she doesn't talk about it too much. But Pamela was the former lead singer of the group Total. So we have the coolest time. I join them the first Sunday of every month on WRSU, and we broadcast live from Rutgers University. And just for me doing the show, it just was really, really fun, and, you know, we just always have a ball doing it. So I said, you know what, why not? I got some information and said I'm going to start my own show. And the response and the support from everybody has been like amazing. I just can't thank everybody for just encouraging me. Saida, go for it. I have people that are saying, Sai, you better do the show. You better make it happen. And so, you know, I'm doing it. Just consider this your midday dose of urban inspiration while you're at work, while you're doing whatever you're doing. I just thank you for tuning in. I just want to get a little bit of information out to you. The show today is brought to you by gospelspeakers.net and Blog Talk Radio. So I definitely ask that you support the website gospelspeakers.net, and it is a wonderful, wonderful online directory of faith-based and spirit-filled speakers. In case you're looking for a speaker for an event, definitely go to gospelspeakers.net. The show, Life Remix Radio, broadcasts live every day during the week at 12 noon from our office here in Times Square, New York City. And we really are going to just talk about today's hottest topics from a faith-based perspective. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a person of faith. You can be anybody. I want to talk to any and everybody. But definitely, I'm going to be speaking and sharing my views from a faith-based perspective and the way I understand how God works in the way I understand the Bible. So don't hold me to your standards, and I definitely won't hold you to mine. This is definitely a place where we can come and talk and really discuss things that are affecting our community, things that are affecting our life, things that are affecting our children, things that are just affecting all of the things that really impact us personally and professionally. We live in such a very, very different world right now. And that's why I really got the name Life Remix. Just all of the things that my dad taught me and my mom taught me, that you go to school, you get a good job, you get your vacation, you're not late. Those rules really don't apply anymore. I mean, now, you know, I was taught that you don't do your own personal business on company time because that can get you fired. But on the same note, companies now give you a BlackBerry, and I know plenty of women, and I do it too, where you're checking your BlackBerry during dinner, during your kids' sports games. So the line has been blurred. So the whole concept really of Life Remix Radio is just where we look at how an entire generation, how Gen X is supposed to function, what we're supposed to do, because the premise that was established for us, how we're supposed to function, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to behave, that's all changed. So now you have an entire generation kind of wandering, and how do we live this thing called life? So I just want to share that with you. The chat room is open, so you can communicate with me live while we're on the air. Just send me a text message. There's two ways to send a message to the show. You can log on to my AIM is Life Remix Radio, so you can send me a message through AOL or AIM Instant Message, which is Life Remix Radio, or you can definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown, and the chat, there's a chat forum on there as well, so we would love to hear from you. For those that want to call in, I would love to hear what you have to say, and I would love for you to speak with me. Today we're really going to touch on this, the whole issue of this song by Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl and I Think I Liked It. So I heard that on the radio, and I just said, you know what, that's a great topic for our inaugural show. So again, the number to call in, for those that want to dial in, it's 347-633-9113. Again, the studio line to call in and speak with me live on the air is 347-633-9113. Also, just know, and all this information is on the website, liferemixedradio.com. All of our shows are archived for future listening and can be downloaded from iTunes. For all of my tech people, you can also set us up on your RSS feeds to stay up to date on all of our shows. So that's a good thing as well. Well, today we're talking about Katy Perry talking about I Kissed a Girl and I Think I Liked It. Now, there's a whole lot of undertones here, a whole lot of subliminal messages. And I just know, I remember telling my children that we never talked about homosexuality. We never really discussed lesbianism. It just was something that really wasn't discussed, especially, you know, I grew up in the 80s, you know, born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, and we still lived in a pretty conservative time. And it's funny because now if you walk around any high school, it's very trendy to see not even just men. You know, I think the fact of seeing men walking around hugging or holding hands or even in an intimate relationship is a little bit more accepted, whether it's accepted or not, but a little bit more accepted than to see two women. And the age at which these young girls are engaging in alternate lifestyles and sexual behavior. So now that we have this song on the radio, I sent out today, if you're not on my email list, please log on to liferemixedradio.com so you can Whew, we're back on the air. Hi, caller from 770, are you there?
Yes, it's Shamika.
Hey! Everybody listening, this is my executive producer. So we just went through a little little hiccup trying to get the show rolling for its first show. So it's good. Anyway, the right number for everybody to call in, the guest call-in number, and it will be on the website, which is Life Remix Radio, is 347-633-9113. Again, 347-633-9113. I'm going to pick up immediately where I left off. Right before we got knocked off, I was getting ready to read the lyrics very quickly to the song I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. And I was saying how, you know, even though I'm not even that old, and Shamika, feel free to chime in, that homosexuality and things, you know, and alternate lifestyles was not as prevalent when we were coming up. So I just want to kind of have us have a quick conversation about that and just see how and if it does affect the way our children are raised and their perception of right and wrong, if in fact there is a right and wrong since we live in such an anything-goes society. Again, our number to call in is 347-633-9113, and you can also send us a live chat. We are having a live chat, and the session is open, so feel free to send us a text message as well. Okay, here's the lyrics, and I sent it out. It's also posted on our blog, and the song is I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry, and it's definitely one of the hottest songs on the radio right now. It goes like this. It was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my direction. Discretion, I'm sorry. It's not what I'm used to, just want to try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, I liked it. I don't even know your name, it doesn't matter. You're my experimental game, just human nature. It's not what good girls do, not how they should behave. My head gets so confused, it's hard to obey. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Us girls are so magical, soft skin, red lips, so kissable, hard to resist, so touchable, too good to deny it, it ain't no big deal, it's innocent. It felt so wrong, it felt so right, don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it, and I liked it. And the final line says, when I'm rich, you'll be my bitch.
Wow.
So, I mean, let's just look at that right now. I mean, What do you think? Like, what is your opinion of this? I'm going to let you go first, and I'll give my opinion because I'm extremely opinionated. What do you say?
I am so glad. First of all, congratulations.
Yay!
And I am so glad that you chose this as your first show. I think it's very controversial. And I think back when we were being raised, it was definitely not the thing. It was very hushed, even in the African community today. But now with more and more, especially celebrities coming out, and to me it seems more like a fad. And personally, I do not believe in right or wrong, because if you feel it's right, then nobody can tell you it's wrong.
Right.
But my thing is this, is when you prey on little girls or little boys, when they're not even old enough to make, you know, these type of life-changing decisions that will affect them for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And I know some little girls, like in junior high, they have been coerced and just really preyed upon by other little girls. It's like a fad thing. Like, this is the end thing to
right.
do. And they're kind of forced to do it. Now, that's why I feel it's totally wrong. And I really think parents really need to be mindful of these things, of what's going on in the schools, and talk to these kids and be mindful of what they're watching. Because you could flip on a TV now and see some lesbians together or, you know, some guys kissing. And you need to explain that what's appropriate and, you know, what is the norm or, you know, whatever the case is, but you really need to create some dialogue with your kids.
Well, I have two pieces to add to that. The first one is that in my neighborhood, there's a woman who is like a deaconess of the church. I mean, she's you know, she's been in the neighborhood for years. It's actually where my grandmother lives. And the other day, I thought she, her granddaughter and my son were going to start kicking it because they got pretty close, like two summers ago, you know, when they were like juniors in high school. And I asked him, I'm like, are you guys going to start going out or whatever? And my son said, no, she's gay. And I'm like, man, get out of here. But
wow.
They're like, they were like sophomores, I think, because they just graduated last week. And the other day, I walked out of my house, and she was sitting on her grandmother's steps in between the legs of another girl.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought I was just going to die. And I said to her, I was like, hi, how are you? You know, I'm not going to not speak to the girl. She's a nice young lady. But, I mean, like, where – and I hate to sound so like, oh, this doesn't happen where we live. But if you think about it, it doesn't happen where we live. You know everybody in our neighborhood. You know you see everybody Sunday morning go to church, everybody come back. I mean, her grandmother's like a pillar in the church. And so I know for a fact this girl has been taught things based on the Bible. So how does this happen? And so I guess, you know, when we look, today I sent out the video, I sent out the lyrics, and I think what happens is I remember when Janet Jackson's breast was exposed and everybody got all up in arms, but nobody said anything like a year prior when Madonna kissed Britney at the VMA Awards.
Exactly.
So maybe had we said something then, perhaps, we wouldn't have to worry about Janet Jackson's nipple being exposed during the Super Bowl. And I just look at all of these things, and I'm saying, at what point do we say enough is enough? Or at what point do we say, whether you're a Christian, whether you're not a Christian, at what point do we say, okay, this is a bit much? I mean, I don't know. Where is the line?
Just playing devil's advocate. I mean, well, I guess when you think along the lines of how the lesbian and gay community feel, they feel they're getting justice right now, like, because they're being exposed and they're getting the limelight, and it's, now it's okay. Like, they don't feel wronged in doing so or wronged in coming out. So that's how they feel, and it's so up in the air. It's so up in the air.
You know what it is, and I have no problem. For all of my listeners, especially those in the New York City area, I grew up in a place called Greenwich Village. Greenwich Village is the epitome of gaydom. I mean, Christopher Street is all men and women in alternate lifestyles. And my mother, I remember the parade, the gay pride parade in Greenwich Village in New York City is so big. Like, everybody goes. And I remember as a kid attending the gay pride parade. And so I know people would probably think, well, what kind of mother did you have that she let you attend the gay pride parade? You know what? It was just part of where I live. Now, I don't know, and I know I would not take my young children at this juncture in my personal life to a gay pride parade, but I also don't think attending the gay pride parade made me a bad person. If anything, it just makes me a little bit more sensitive to them. And I know for a fact, my Bible says you can hate the sin, but you can't hate the sinner. So, I mean, even based on that, we have to be really mindful, but I don't want to deviate too far from the topic at hand. When you're hearing her saying on the radio during prime time, when I'm rich, you'll be my bitch, and she's saying exactly in the lyrics, that it felt so wrong, it felt so right. So right there you're hearing the discrepancy or the two sides of her brain trying to contemplate, is this something that I'll do or something that, you know, she's, you hear her contemplating. So, I mean, it's like
a confused state of mind, basically.
Not only is it a very confused state of mind, but she already knows, oh, wait a minute, Dropping C Radio said, I think it's not that we didn't have these issues in our day. It's that the social climate was different then. More were in the closet because of the backlash they would receive. Well, Dropping C Radio, you are so right, and thank you so much for hitting us up in the chat room. I'm finally getting the hang of all of this. Go side. But you know what, you're exactly right. And when I tell my kids I never heard curses on TV, they're like, what? you know, my children, when they go to my grandmother's house, they'll turn on cable or whatever, and the stuff that my grandmother says, well, do you know what they're listening to? And I'm like, well, like, really, at this point, what can I say? You know, I'll tell them if grandma comes in the kitchen, turn it down, which may not be the right thing. Some people would say you need to take a stronger position. You tell your kids, turn it off. Okay, turn it off. Now you have absolutely no clue what they're listening to.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's such a precarious situation because the mommy in me, I remember I abandoned Hot 97 in New York City. One morning I was driving my children to school, and this was a couple years ago, and Laffy Taffy by the Yin Yang Twins was on. And I was singing, Shake That Laffy Taffy. You know, I'm chilling, taking my boys to school. And I remember looking at my son, Daquan, and he didn't even get it. I'm like, Daquan. He said, what, Mommy? I said, it's not cool that Mommy's singing that song. He's like, Mommy, you're too old. That song is, you can't sing that. And from that, I mean, it was such a defining moment because from that very second, I was like, you know what? We have to put this down. Because if, yes, I want to take a stand and tell my children what's right and what's not right, but if we totally shut them off and say, okay, you know, we totally lose connection with what may be important to them, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And then you get the outside world to actually come in and put their own views on them, you know, and with you not knowing what they're listening to and what they're exposed to, then you cannot break it down for them to understand the way you want your child to understand. You're giving
exactly
other people their way with your kids now. But I want to go back to the last line. What is it? When I'll be rich.
Oh, hold on. Let me go back. It says, when I'm rich, you'll be my bitch.
So what is that? I mean, so it's like, okay, once I have money, then I can do whatever the hell I want. You know what I mean? Or, like, what is that about?
Well, you know what? It just speaks to where we are. And, you know, I made a lot of money working in the hip-hop industry, and I look at it now. I got out in 2003, and I'm so happy I did. I have absolutely no regrets. I'm super happy that I don't call that my home anymore because that type of mentality is so prevalent, and it just the whole hip-hop community and pop culture right now glorifies irresponsibility and juvenile behavior. So it's, you know what, I just want to say that I can't do it anymore. I just heard a little thing in my ear, and don't forget this is my first show, everybody, that I have 2 minutes left. So now that we are down to the last few minutes of the show, I just want to thank my amazing executive producer, Shamika, who's on the line with us right now, who's really going to be the one helping us bring you the best topics every single day at 12 noon on Life Remix Radio. If you want to be a guest on the show, or if you have a show topic, please log on to liferemixradio.com. If you want to advertise on our show, click the Advertise with Us link. And today's show has been brought to you by gospelspeakers.net. Thank you for joining us. We love you for listening, and we'll hear from you tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks, God, and so it is.
All right. Bye-bye.